Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. During the past 2 days, Independence County deputies have been busy investigating the theft of an automobile owned by Ramona Briggs of Drasco. Police say the 1997 Chevrolet Tahoe was apparently stolen from 1451 Batesville Boulevard during the day on Sunday. It's valued at $5,000. Also arrested a shoplifter Monday evening at Home Depot in Batesville, a 50-year-old Cabot, Arkansas man. They've investigated the theft of a 1983 pickup truck from the Lucinda L. Lindsay residence at Locust Grove. Also, the burglary and theft of about $300 worth of personal items from the Rachel M. Caldwell residence on Edith Street in West Batesville. They checked on complaints of children under the age of 18 being at a Batesville business after curfew. Police did find four youngsters under 18 at the business, called their parents to pick them up. The business owner was cited for contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Just before midnight Friday, officers found a vehicle by the side of the road near the North Baseball Complex in Batesville. Deputies reported that two young girls, ages 13 and 14, were both intoxicated and sick. The girls, along with two 20-year-old males, had apparently been to a private party at the VFW on Cave Creek Road. Police say all four were wearing wristbands that say drinking age verified. Police say it was obvious the renters had not properly checked ages before allowing admittance to the building. Deputies charged the two 20-year-olds with contributing to the delinquency of minors and the two female teenagers with public intoxication. Police also investigated a break-in of the LP storage area at Harp's Grocery Market at Southside. Police say store video shows a white male in a pickup truck stealing six LP bottles valued at $312. And Deputy Dwayne Grice of the Independence County Sheriff's Office cited a 24-year-old Cave City man with DWI and other violations after he failed to stop for an officer, reaching high speeds in his vehicle before coming to a stop. Grice said Richard B. Crafton was cited for DWI, fleeing, speeding, and reckless driving, as well as refusing to take a sobriety test. Elsewhere, the U.S. Geological Survey says it's adding two more seismic monitors in north central Arkansas after scientists recorded more than 750 earthquakes in an area over the past 6 months. Most of the quakes are too small to be felt by humans, and scientists aren't sure if they're naturally occurring or the results of drilling by oil and gas companies. And the director of the Arkansas Department of Higher Education is expected to become Louisiana's next commissioner of higher education. Jim Purcell is the lone finalist for the job. He's meeting today with Governor Bobby Jindal of Louisiana. And Walmart store says its profits rose 27% during the most recent quarter, but the Bentonville company posted its seventh straight decline in a key sales measure, raising doubts among investors that it can turn around its business this year. And that brings you right up to date.